Labor shortages, higher taxes, inflation and parking are the main issues or challenges that downtown businesses expect to face in the next 5 years, a new survey says. Meanwhile, business owners want to see properly maintained buildings, more mixed-used retail with apartments on top floors, enhanced mural projects and more tourist attractions. The Downtown Moose Jaw Association, DMJA, conducted a survey from March 3 to 24 and asked owners about their needs and how the association could benefit them. 41 businesses responded to the questionnaire. After tallying the results, the downtown group presented some highlights during its recent annual general meeting. It also posted the results to downtownmoosejaw.ca. Helpful feedback. The association conducted the survey because it wanted to acquire a sense of how business owners are doing, what they're thinking and attain ideas for the future, explained Craig Hemingway, manager of communications and stakeholder relations for the city and spokesman for the association. We're getting our feet under us, and trying to really start to get a sense and communicate with our business owners and our groups downtown about their priorities and how we can be better, he said. And any feedback we get is great feedback because every little bit helps. Survey says. Hemingway highlighted 8 takeaways from the survey, including 39% of people said, other, in the business type category, while 22% said professional services, health and wellness, automotive repair, design, etc. 54% have owned their business for more than 10 years. 37% said their main demographic is women, while 47% were unsure who their demographic is. 48% of people said their main customer age range is 35 to 49. While 21% said it was 49 to 65 years of age and 18% said it was 25 to 35 years of age, over 70% said their main audience was residents and not tourists, 33% of respondents said their business was family-owned, while 30% were women-owned and 2.5% were minority-owned, 54% leased their building, while 46% owned it, 42% of respondents said their sales improved in the past year, while 35% said it had remained the same and 22.5% said it decreased. The 5 programs or initiatives that business owners said could positively affect them included an increased number of family-friendly events, 30.77%, increased marketing efforts, 25%, using digital tools to tell the story of downtown landmarks, 20.51%. Education to help visitors with parking, 20%. Better signs to direct tourists downtown, 15%. The top 5 resources that could help businesses meet their goals included advertising and promotions, 57.8%. Marketing and place branding, 47.3%. Low-interest business loans, 42.1%. Employee hiring and training, 36.8%. Networking events, 36.8%. The role that most respondents wanted the DMJA to play included creating, hosting downtown events, festivals, 65%. Implementing beautification projects, 55%, marketing downtown businesses and amenities, 52.5%, creating new attractions, 42.5%, and creating, hosting informational seminars, forums with downtown-focused development experts, 27.5%. Lastly, 30% of respondents said they would pay a yearly fee to become a DMJA member, while 35% said no and 35% needed more details. The association does not have an exact number of current members, although it does have 78 businesses on its email list, the AGM heard. However, a business owner at the meeting suggested there could be 200 businesses that qualify as members in the future.